Your father was a great man to me.
I don't know him. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, I think you could be great too.
So what made you want to fight?
My pop was a fighter. Died before I was born. Bounced around foster care, in and out of juvie. I've been fighting my whole life. It's not a choice for me.
You see this guy here staring back at you? That's your toughest opponent.
Who's next?
I believe that's true in the ring, and I think that's true in life.
It's time for Movie Month. It is my third annual Movie Month, in which I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days, and I'll either hate them or give them praise.
Dude, I gotta tell you something. I finally freaking saw Creed. Freaking movie was wicked awesome, man. Freaking wicked awesome. I have no idea why I'm walking like or talking like this, but I am walking as I'm talking. So tonight's podcast, I'm not in the bathroom, but I'm not in front of the computer on a microphone either. Now tonight, Mondays is a little tricky because I go to Boston. And I don't get home till about 6:30 at night, okay? But here's the thing. Here's the thing about me. Full disclosure. When 8 o'clock comes on Monday nights, I'm parked in front of the couch, and I'm watching wrestling. But if you ever go to the website, fansnotexperts.com, you know this already. There's nothing new about this. There's no secret or surprise there. But for you people who just know geek mentality, all 8 of you. That's what I do on a regular basis on a Monday night. So I said, how am I going to fit in a podcast by the time I get home? Then at 8 o'clock from 8 to 11, I'm going to be pretty busy watching, you know, fake fighting by grown men. So, hey, I know. I want to go for a walk, help my health, and at the same time, talk about a simply amazing movie. I remember reading the synopsis or reading the announcement that this movie was going to be made. There's going to be a movie called Creed. Rocky Balboa is going to help train Apollo's son. Okay, you know, the first thought was, that sounds ridiculous. Are they going to, they're really trying to bleed this Rocky, you know, franchise and tarnish, I don't know, I mean, what he kind of rebuilt with the last one, Rocky Balboa. I'm not going to lie. You know, Rocky V was garbage. Even though you got Elton John singing, "That's the measure of a man," at the end. And you got, you know, "Go For It," you know, which was, you know, just a classic song, of course. "Go For It." But Rocky Balboa, the final, you know, quote-unquote Rocky movie, really kind of made up for some of the silliness in the previous ones. I say that, but that was a movie where a 60-plus-year-old man comes out of retirement because a computer simulation showed that he could still fight. So maybe that was a little silly, too. But this movie, unbelievable. I mean, this was a real, it's weird to say, I want to say a real movie, but this was a film. This was a movie that took itself seriously from beginning to end. This was a movie where, goddamn, Sylvester Stallone was robbed. He was up for an Oscar, and I kept hearing, Stallone does the performance of a lifetime. This movie is great. It got great rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And it was like such a breath of fresh air to hear, because when I first heard the synopsis, I thought, this is silly. I can't believe they're doing this. What is this, like Rocky the Next Generation? But then they come out and they make a real movie. And the thing that really helped it is they didn't give this to just some director for hire. I mean, this was a critically acclaimed director who wrote the screenplay and directed it. Ryan Coogler, who I think, oh God, what was that? The name of his movie, I'm going to screw it up, so I'm going to look it up so I don't screw up. Fruitvale Station, which also starred Michael B. Jordan. Oh, he's also doing Black Panther. Okay, this guy is going places, baby. I gotta go back and see Fruitvale Station someday, because that I know it's supposed to be a really good movie. And what can I say? This guy's an actual real director and a real writer. And they gave it to him. They put it in his hands. And he crafted a movie that was just so satisfying, so worthwhile. And it was uplifting. It was sad. It was fun. It was exciting. And the thing that really anchored it was great freaking acting. You know, namely Michael B. Jordan, who, you know, had to suffer through Fantastic Four. But a lot of people know him, and I really got to know him as Vince Howard on Friday Night Lights. And I could see the kid could act. And that's like, you know, 5 or 6 years ago at this point. But you got him, and you got Sylvester Stallone, and I'm going to talk a little quieter so it looks like I'm talking on the phone because I'm walking by people. Hey, how you doing? I told you, I'm going for a walk in the neighborhood, so I ain't fooling around. Okay, I'm out of good listening distance. But you got Michael B. Jordan, you got Sylvester Stallone, who, look, say what you want about Sylvester Stallone. You know, during the late 80s and early in a lot of the 90s, you know, he could do some, you know, gratuitous action movies. But the dude is an artist. He's a writer. He's a director, and he's an actor, and he can pull it off. And he didn't look silly. He looked believable, and he was freaking, as I said, the performance of a lifetime. Just a subtle, awesome performance. Now, I know maybe it was 10 years ago or so when Rambo came out. He's gutting people and slicing them in half, and I loved every moment of it. But I love this for a different reason. I love this because it was just damn good. I'm not even sure what else to say. I, you know, Michael B. Jordan knows how to pick his mentors. I mean, Jesus, he goes from Coach Carter to Rocky Balboa. Guy can't lose. It was also kind of cool to see Felicia Rashad. I haven't seen her, and I don't know if that's her. Is Felicia Rashad, is that what they still, her still her name? Is it Felicia Allen's? I don't know. But, you know, Mrs. Huxtable. We don't have to worry about Mr. Huxtable. That's you know, that's for a different podcast, not this one. But, God, she hasn't aged a day. She looks exactly the same as she did when she was, you know, telling Theo to take that earring out of his ear. Whew, I hit a hill, so I want to be like Adonis Creed or Adonis Johnson. And I'm going to do it. Oh, I'm going to go up the hill. The movie, like, and I kept going, oh, I'm gonna like this. I'm going to like this. I kept putting it off. And I, you know, finally watched it on the train today. I watched about the first half on my morning train and the rest on the afternoon train. It's tough splitting up great movies, but it just made me excited to get back to it. And, whew, the whole movie, you're waiting, or I'm waiting, for one thing. I was waiting for the Rocky theme, Gonna Fly Now. And, look, the movie's been out for a while. If I spoil it for you, too bad. The moment that that song hits, and they only use it, I think they use like a slow version for some of the Rocky, for a Rocky moment. I remember, hi Beagle. Oh, hey buddy. Just walked by a house with a beagle. I'm pretty sure that beagle's name is Fenway, which is pretty cool. Anyway, the moment that they pulled out that song, I'm sitting on the train. I'm jammed up against the window, and I got two people in the same cart next to me in the same seat. And I don't know if they felt it, but I got chills. Obviously, they didn't feel it because they didn't know what the hell I was watching because I had headphones on. But I got chills when that song came on and the moment that it represented. And I actually rewound it and watched it again. I actually rewound it when I finished the movie. I went right back to that moment and I watched it a third time. It was just so perfectly done. They didn't make it like, just the whole movie was just so, it's a weird thing to say, but when you hear they're making a movie about Apollo Creed's son and Rocky's gonna train him, you think they could be dumb. I'm like, oh God, they're actually doing this. And I'm repeating myself, but it was, the tasteful is the word. It was just tasteful and smart, and it took its time. And there was only two fights in the whole movie. Well, I guess you could count, you know, I get the one little fight at the beginning, but two real main fights. The first fight, it seemed like it was all one take, or at least they gave the illusion of being one long take for part of it. Oh, I just thought that was so cool. I picked up on that, and there was like when Vince entered the arena for the second fight in London, I think that was also another long take, or at least I think I noticed a few parts where it cut. But I didn't care. I knew what they were going for, and I thought it was great. And they really, the first fight, they brought you in really close. The second fight, they brought you in close, but they also gave it the HBO feeling where they brought you back. And I just want to get run over by a truck. Now I'm hitting the, I'm walking down by a main street, so there is a chance you're going to hear a lot of traffic soon. But that's okay. There's a truck like right behind me. I don't want him to run me over. Huh? Hello, sir. Have a wonderful evening. So, what more can I say about this movie? Let's be honest. I've been talking for... Oh God, I hope I've been recording. Talking for 10 minutes. I'm not sure I have much more to say without looking like an idiot, because there's people walking their dog nearby. But just awesome performances all around. Never mind Sylvester Stallone being robbed for not winning the Oscar. I gotta say, Michael B. Jordan might have been robbed for not being nominated. In this movie, might have been robbed for not being nominated. And I know the whole Oscars thing, and Oscars so white, and I don't care about that kind of stuff. To me, it's, you know, the best people and the best performances. And I didn't see a lot of performances. I saw Stallone and I saw Michael B. Jordan, and they delivered and they destroyed. And they just made you feel exactly what you were supposed to be feeling watching this movie. So, you know, both in my book, both were robbed. And I just hope this leads to a huge career for Michael B. Jordan, because the dude deserves it. Oh, I hope you can hear me still, because as I said, there's lots of traffic on the road I'm on, and we'll be turning right soon, and the traffic's gonna be over. And once the traffic's over, I'll end things, and I'll kinda bring it on home. So who am I? You know who I am. My name is Mike. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. The podcast is called Geek Mentality, and this month is June, Fans Not Experts Movie Month. For more information on that, search Google, search Twitter, search Facebook, hashtag FNE Movie Month. Go to fansnotexperts.com, go to facebook.com/fansnotexperts, and at fansnotexperts on Twitter. We're everywhere. I'm posting a post every day. And besides Geek Mentality, we have a wrestling podcast called WrestleFania. Check that out. I do that with my cousin. And that same cousin also does, on his own, a Boy Meets World podcast. Yes, that's right. I said it. A podcast dedicated to his favorite television show, Boy Meets World. The name of that podcast is Man Meets World, where he's going through every single episode of Boy Meets World, starting with episode 1 all the way to the finale, and if I can talk him into it, then he's going to go on to Girl Meets World. But that's years away, I think. Basically, we try to make that one come out every other week. And we just put episode 4 up last night, so check that out. Look in iTunes for Man Meets World. Look on iTunes for Geek Mentality, even though you've already found us. Look on iTunes for WrestleFania. You can find everything at fans.experts.com. And I am so glad that I finally saw Creed. Such a great movie. Definitely the best movie that I've seen so far. this month out of the six that I've seen so far. Hey, how you doing? Oh, he wouldn't, too warm for him. See, I'm telling you, I walk by people I know. I had to pretend I was talking to my phone and not podcasting. Anyway, as I said, find us all at fans.experts.com. Very happy to have watched this movie. That's six movies down, 24 to go. Am I going to get 24 more podcasts in? I don't know. I would love to, but I know one thing. I've got six down. Here's the thing, though. For the last few days, I pretty much knew what movie I was going to be watching the next day. And I have to be honest with you, I have no idea what I'm going to be watching tomorrow. So it's a surprise to me. I have a few things on my tablet. There's a couple documentaries on Netflix that I'd like to really see. And there's some movies on Netflix that I want to see. So maybe a Netflix movie. There's also some movies on Hulu that I've never seen. One of them has a sequel in the theaters right now. Do I watch that and then watch the sequel next year? So many possibilities. So exciting. And I am breathing heavy now, which means the walk is working, which means it's time for me to go. I'm going to go off and listen to the rest of the Stern Show from today. Thank you for listening. And, yeah, that's all I got to say. So, hey, here's my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.